Blog Talk Radio.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it sing out, let it rain, let it rain, open up the gates of heaven, let it rain,
let it rain,
let it rain, open up the gates of heaven,
come on!
Rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. You want to see his glory? Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We want to see your glory, God. Oh, send down your power.
Oh. Hallelujah, we are live. This is the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour, broadcasting out of Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. And we welcome back all of the precious listeners throughout the United States and the globe, and those that are browsing through the archives as well, to hear the message of the Lord, to hear the breaking news in the kingdom of God. I will be your co-host in this evening's segment, where we will cover a powerful 30-day prophecy to the International Pastors Conference for August 29th through the 31st. And we'll also pick up what the Lord has been speaking to the church and to the pastors of the church, which is the garment of the Lord, the priestly garment that we should be wearing at this hour in the church, prepare for the coming of the Messiah, the times and seasons that we are living in. In the studio by phone this evening segment, we welcome back Pastor Jose Bobadilla from the California altar. I will be your co-host, Pastor Louis Lupo from the Maryland altar. And we will start with the recent message of the Lord from the mighty prophet as it was broadcast live on Jesus is Lord Radio. This is the invitation for the interdenominational first ever pastors conference that will be held in Nakuru, Kenya. The invitations have been extended globally to all of the pastors. We've also extended national invitations here in the United States and have used the digital media platforms, the social networking platforms, as well as the radio platforms, this particular platform as well. And it is open to all the pastors are hearing right now from the Lord, has placed it upon their heart that now it's time to get ready, that now it's time to really go about the business of the Lord, to put away the things of the world, the money, the loving of money, all of the sins that so easily beset the church, to restore righteousness back to the pulpit. And don't we know that whether we're in the work environment, a social environment, really anywhere in the United States, and we start to speak about the house of the Lord, that those that are on the outside, and the heathen and the pagan, they want no part of it because they see the lack of righteousness and they see the lack of holiness. Our own unrighteousness impeaches the credibility, the ministry, the unrighteousness in the house of the Lord and by the children of the Lord undermines the veracity of the message and of the messenger. And we see this always. This is a common technique that's used in court where you try to impeach the credibility of a witness to make whatever they see in broad daylight of null, void, and meaningless to ruin the testimony. This pastor's conference is designed to restore the integrity back to the pulpit so that the pastor, the leader of the church, is no more considered a laughingstock in the secular world. And we can't really dance around that and pretend that doesn't exist in the house of the Lord all around the United States and even globally. And we're preaching money, preaching things of the world, falling into sexual sin. One massive, embarrassing event after another all throughout the United States and the globe. It's just not here in the United States. We have a lot more media, and newspapers and internet and embarrassing, just humiliating Christian TV where they're clamoring and squabbling and begging for money. In the studio is Pastor Jose Bobadilla from the California altar. We have him by phone. We bless the Lord, Pastor Jose, and we thank the Lord for the participation. What has the Lord placed on your heart before we run with the powerful 30-day prophecy, and we're actually less than 30 days now for the International Pastors Conference? Pastor Jose.
Amen, Pastor Lou. Praise the Lord. And
amen.
Welcome to all the precious saints, the precious listeners that are tuned in live. This is very powerful, precious saints. As we shared some on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, when we had received this powerful, powerful invitation from the Lord. This is, precious saints, this is an invitation from the Lord. There is no other way to look at this. The Lord calling his ministers and his pastors globally. This is, as the man of God, the mighty prophet of the Lord, Dr. David Olar, said in the prophecy, that this will be the harvesting of the ministers of the Lord to go out into the harvest field, into the vineyards, to return to harvest, to harvest the souls for the Lord with the power of the Holy Spirit. This, when I first heard this, and when I still think about this, Pentecost comes to mind. Pentecost. Mm-hmm. And we know that that was the first glory. That was the first outpouring. And we know that in the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verses 9, I know Pastor Lou has shared it quite a bit because this is what's occurring at this time in the church. This is what is happening in this revival, that this latter outpouring is greater, that this is greater. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit, of the Lord's glory, is just stronger. The Lord is here amongst us, precious saints. The Holy Spirit is here. The cripples are walking. The blind are seeing. The lepers are being healed. HIV/AIDS is being removed from the blood. People without eyeballs are receiving new eyeballs from the Lord. We are seeing creation. We are seeing the hand of the Lord returning here on the earth, here to his people. And at the same time, he is restoring his church, because the church of man has corrupted the globe. And it needs to be restored. It needs to be restored. The ways of men need to be removed. It's the Lord's church. It's the Lord's altars. It's the Lord's ways. We have clearly seen what man has done to the altars of the Lord. They have made merchandise of the blood and the cross. They beg for money on TV over and over and over again. You turn on the Christian networks on TV, and there's a 1-800 number on the bottom for you to pitch in $1,000, $500, whatever, they'll receive it. Precious saints, this is the hour to return to the Lord. The Messiah is coming. The Lord will rebuild his church without taking a dime, a penny from anyone. The Lord is more than capable of restoring his altars. Oh, we need to make ourselves available. We need to surrender to the Lord what we are seeing through these, through this magnificent historical revival. This is the power of repentance that we are seeing. Repentance is so powerful. True repentance, precious saints, transforms a complete nation from the president down to the peasants, just as we have read in the book of Jonah, Nineveh. This, we have seen this occur in our lifetime, and we're seeing it again in Congo Brazzaville. This is the power of the Lord. This is magnificent. But we need to turn away from the ways of man completely. We need to remember the Exodus. And we need to learn and remember from what the Israelites did. They rebelled. And they continued to look back to Egypt and to the Nile. We need to focus on the Lord, precious saint, not look back to the Nile of Wall Street, to the Nile of the United States of America, the 401ks, to the gold and the silver, to the investments, to how to make an easy buck. It is time to allow ourselves to be vessels of honor unto the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jose. Precious listeners, it's worth repeating exactly what you just heard from Pastor Jose. This is the meeting invitation from the Lord. This is the Lord speaking through his mighty prophet, the same servant of the Lord that we see in Deuteronomy 13 and Deuteronomy 18, Amos chapter 3, that we see all throughout the scripture. This is how the Lord speaks to his servants and speaks to the children of the Lord. And he has extended an international, interdenominational meeting of the pastors at no cost, absolutely no cost, just get there with the ticket from all over the world, and everything else is taken care of. And this is in agreement. We see it in the scriptures, their Lord and Savior. When Jesus says, pray that the Lord of the harvest sends more laborers into the harvest. And this is the answer to that prayer. This should be the prayer of all the saints' hearts, whether in the United States or throughout the globe, because all we see is men building their own kingdom and men building their own churches. And you heard it clearly, again, from a second witness, just as you heard from Pastor Jose. We've seen what men building churches become. We see it. And it becomes a cesspool, an embarrassment, and humiliation. One scripture before we go forward with the segment is Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 19 and 20, actually 19 through 21. This is Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 19 through 21. And we will see that we've come full circle. And let's hear what the word of the Lord says to the shepherds of Israel, to the shepherds of the United States, and the house of the Lord. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is severe, but I say, truly, this is an infirmity, and I must bear it. My tent is plundered, and all my cords are broken. My children gone from me, and they are no more. There is no one to pitch my tent anymore or set up my curtains. For the shepherds have become dull-hearted and have not sought the Lord. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. It's Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 19 through 21. We see also in Ezekiel chapter 34, the entire chapter, the Lord speaks to the shepherds of the house of Israel. He speaks to the shepherds of the nations. And the Lord also says that he himself will be our shepherd at just such a time as this. That was Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 19 through 21. The Lord is calling for those who are willing to pitch the tent of the Lord. This is the Lord's invitation. We will get to the segment momentarily. This is the pastor's conference invitation, international, interdenomination, first ever. This is the invitation from the Lord as given live on Jesus is Lord Radio, and we will be back right after this segment.
The Lord, mighty prophet of the Lord.
Amen, Pastor Michael. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. Now, listen, the Lord has spoken with me. The Lord did speak with me in a very mighty conversation this past night in a tremendous dream. Again, this first night, I want your listeners to know that the Lord spoke with me in a very mighty way, in a very tremendous dream. And in that conversation, the Lord has given a specific instruction, a very specific instruction the Lord has given in that dream. And that is the reason for my calling at this hour. Well, I'll describe the dream and then I'll be able to speak about what the Lord is saying. In that dream again last night, about 1 o'clock in the morning, the Lord Jehovah Yahweh, He showed me preaching in a place. Again, the Lord showed me in the dream myself preaching. And as I was preaching in that place, I see the altar is carved. I saw that the altar is carved. And I was preaching and preaching very, very, very seriously, very mightily. I was delivering the mighty message of the Lord. And then, as He showed me His servant preaching, I saw that there was a lot of people. There were lots of people and pastors from different nations and different continents. They were seated all over, each one at their places reserved, and they had sat. And that conference of pastors was so huge that there was a shortage of chairs for pastors that were arriving from abroad. And so we were giving chairs and so forth. And then at that moment, the Lord showed me His servant again. And I saw that the servant, the stripes of the garment that were on His servant were large stripes, white and blue. And white was glorious and glowing. And then after that, I saw a lot of people in the conference. Then the Lord said, now harvest them and stop the meeting. At the end of the preaching, very, very mighty preaching, a mighty message, then the Lord asked me to harvest them and stop the message. Then I woke up. And when I woke up, at about 1 o'clock, 1:30, I spoke to the Archbishop and realized that the pastor's conference that we had planned for the 29th and 30th, in fact, we had only planned for 30th of August, that the Lord is saying that if this be His voice now, and if this is where He is dispensing the instruction to the church, then there is no way I can do a pastor's conference for the pastors in Kenya. The Lord is essentially saying that if there is going to be a pastor's conference here, that conference has to be a global conference. That the door has to be open for all pastors all over the world so that they may come and also partake of this massive message of the Lord. And so immediately at that time I understood that the Lord is saying that this pastor's conference that is supposed to have been the national conference of pastors in Kenya should essentially be an international conference of pastors. An international conference of pastors from all over the earth. All over the earth. International conference of pastors from all over the earth, because the glory has visited here, and we have seen the visitation that only took place during the time when Moses, the friend of God, the man of God, walked the earth. And we have also seen in this place the open heaven, when the Lord sent me to command heaven to open, even in Kisii and Kakamega. and other two places in Joro. So the Lord is saying that this is the place at which he is speaking, and so there is no way the Kenyan pastors can own this and call it a national pastors conference. This conference has to be partaken by all pastors from all over the world, all over the earth, because of the time we are in. The fear is that I may not be able to reach some of the nations, some other nations. So all pastors from all denominations, from all churches all over the world, must be given an equal chance to come and partake of the instruction of the Lord at this hour. And that is a message that's resonating from that conversation, that dream at night. And then I saw a lot of chairs piled up as they were being moved to be given to the pastors. Then the voice of the Lord spoke again. And he said, look how my servant is preaching very powerfully. And I remember I was preaching very powerfully. I was sweating. It was a very mighty message about the glory of the Lord and the coming of the Messiah. So if the Lord is indeed speaking, if he has found favor with this place, favor in this place, then it only makes sense that the doors be opened up, that now it includes all pastors all over the earth, that they too may prepare. Because for them too, and for their nations too, the Messiah went to the cross. And the Lord is asking them to come from China, from Shanghai, Beijing, all the way to Wulong province, all the provinces of China, and then that they may partake of this, even South Korea, from South Korea also, and from the U.S., from Canada. The Lord is asking that they come all the way from Central America, from Latin America. The Lord Jehovah is asking that they come all the way from New Zealand, Australia. And the Lord is saying that they should come from all over Africa, all the Anglophone countries, even the Francophone countries, because we can have simultaneous translations in different languages, the entire Europe, from Finland, Denmark, Spain, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Czechia and Slovakia. The Lord is asking that they come all the way from Britain, Iceland, all the nations of the earth, that they may assemble in this place and hear what he says for this hour, the instruction of Jehovah Yahweh, his oracles for this hour, that they may walk in step with the Holy Spirit, and they may walk in tandem with the events in heaven. So, again, in this news, the Lord is saying there is no way only the Kenyan pastors can keep partaking year in, year out, partaking of this revelation, this conversation, this instruction, this requirement, and this command of Jehovah, that now let all the nations assemble here. As they come, we will take care of their accommodation, food and transport. But it's important at this hour that they listen to what the Lord has to say right now, instead of waiting for when the Lord will send me to their nations. This is yet another opportunity for the Lord to engage and dialogue with the church and upgrade her, appraise her, so that she may prepare for the glorious coming of the Messiah. Just yesterday, I was having a conversation in the office with the team that are writing the oracles. Then I ran into a very old book. The book, one of the initial, the original books that the Lord spoke with me on. When the Lord spoke, I wrote in that book so many years ago when the Lord was calling me. And I saw that on the May 17th of 2004, there was a major conversation that I have not written, I have not released. And in that conversation, I saw that way back on May 17th. I know I've mentioned here and there, but to put the whole conversation together, he presented the wedding rings way back on May 17th, 2004. And in that very same conversation, the glory descended, and you see me write in my notes, I wrote the glory descended in a V shape. And this is the glory that we saw came like a tornado to Kisumu. But if you proceed in the writing, those oracles that I wrote, I see that the next stage is when the trumpet sounds, the voice of the archangel, and then the Lord appears in the sky. So this hour is a very critical hour for the church. There is so much that the Lord would want to share with the pulpit, with the priesthood, and to bring restoration to the integrity of the pulpit. Because if there will be any revival, that revival will come from no other place other than the pulpit. If there's going to be a repentance revival, a restoration of the church, that restoration will have to gravitate around the restoration of the integrity of the pulpit. So this becomes a very key conference, a very major conference, the first of its kind, the first international, interdenominational conference of pastors and ministers of the gospel, where the Lord will speak directly to them, and then they will leave this place equipped to prepare for a major global revival that will shake the earth. Again, I have seen that the glory of the Lord was over his servant as he was preaching, and so that means there's going to be a lot of anointing and impartation in this conference. May those who have ears listen to the voice of Jehovah. Shalom.
Hallelujah. We are back live. This is the prophecy at the midnight hour, and we were just listening to the recently broadcast on air live through Jesus is Lord Radio, a message of the Lord from the mighty prophet, where the Lord directing the church with specific instructions. The Lord is directing the pastors, the shepherds, with specific instructions to come, gather, attend, and hear what the Lord is saying to the church and to the leaders, to the house of the Lord, at this moment in time, at this hour, a very powerful prophecy. All the nations of the earth, so that the children of the Lord are walking in step with the Holy Spirit. And we also heard that integrity and righteousness, that the repentance revival would be anchored and emanate from the pulpit. That would be the spiritual leaders in the house of the Lord. Because don't we know it? Show me the shepherds, and I'll show you the nation. And as we read very well in Ezekiel chapter 34, the Lord shares with us in his word what happens when the shepherds fall. And now we can see we've come full circle all over the globe. And the good news, powerful news, mighty, the Lord is restoring the altars of the Lord. The Lord is restoring his shepherds. The Lord is even raising up shepherds from various places throughout the globe. When the established priesthood has failed to hear the call, has failed to hear the voice of the Lord, when the established priesthood, unaware of the times and seasons that we are living in, the Lord has raised up, as we read in Ezekiel chapter 37, the dry bones, the Lord has resurrected a priesthood of his own. Those that will have a heart for the Lord, hear from the Lord, be in sync and in agreement with the mighty Holy Spirit for the time and seasons we are living in, for the call for repentance, for the call to national revival and national repentance, as we see some of the sheep nations, such as Angola, such as Congo-Brazzaville, that are reaping the bounties from heaven, obeying the call of the Lord, the command of the Lord. They are repenting, and they are reaping under open heavens the blessings of the Lord. And many, many are entering into the kingdom of God in those nations. And the Lord is calling this meeting under open heavens. Since time is very short, I wanted to read 1 to 2 scriptures just very briefly for the listening audience and the precious listeners throughout the United States. And the question invariably may come to them when we're not really understanding how it is in Africa, especially Kenya, Africa, the nation of Kenya. And here, this meeting will be in Nakuru, at the Nakuru altar, a very, very anointed, blessed altar, an enormously blessed location. And as we've heard the mighty prophet teach on a number of occasions, consistently and repeatedly, that if the Lord speaks, we should indeed find it in the Bible. And I'd like to point the precious listeners to Isaiah chapter 19, Isaiah chapter 19, verse 18, that might have the question in their mind, how is it that the revival is emanating from this location? The Lord is speaking from this location. The Lord is calling the nations to come to this location to hear from the Lord, to hear what the mighty prophet will speak on behalf of the Lord and impart to the church. We find in Isaiah chapter 19, starting at verse 18, in that day, 5 cities in Egypt will speak the language of Canaan and swear allegiance to the Lord Almighty. One of them will be called the City of the Sun. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the heart of Egypt and a monument to the Lord at its borders. It will be a sign and witness to the Lord Almighty in the land of Egypt. When they cry out to the Lord because of their oppressors, he will send them a savior and defender, and he will rescue them. So the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and in that day they will acknowledge the Lord. They will worship with sacrifices and grain offerings. They will make vows to the Lord and keep them. The Lord will strike Egypt with the plague. He will strike them and heal them. They will turn to the Lord, and he will respond to their pleas and heal them. Verse 23, Isaiah chapter 19. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. The Assyrians will go to Egypt, and the Egyptians to Assyria. The Egyptians and Assyrians will worship together. In that day, Israel will be the third, along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth. The Lord Almighty will bless them, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people, Assyria, my handiwork, and Israel, my inheritance. That's Isaiah chapter 19. Verses 18 through 25, the altar of the Lord in the land of Egypt. And if you knew the size of Egypt in the days of the prophecy, it did indeed extend to the Rift Valley in Kenya, was indeed a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom. And there's much, much more in the Bible where the Lord promises that in that day, an altar of the Lord would be there. And so we have Isaiah chapter 19, verses 18 through 25. And for all the pastors in the United States and throughout the globe that attend, can always spend some time with various altars in Kenya and the pastors and the bishops, and they will share some of the treasures in the kingdom of God, and they will share the word of the Lord as well. And most are very familiar and well aware of this scripture. When the revival broke out, it was puzzling to them as well. So how is it in the kingdom of God that all those nations that would consider them the least now are the undisputed heavyweight leaders in the global end time revival all throughout Kenya, a transformed nation where even the terrorist groups give up their arms. They come out and repent in broad daylight, banners. We repent. We want to enter the kingdom of God. We repent of our evil ways. We don't want to kill and murder and maim anymore. How else would one describe or even begin to understand when machine guns are given up also in broad daylight and weapons are handed over and they recognize, oh, those are the ways of men. And I used the weapon for my own defense and my own profit, and sometimes even criminally. Imagine such a thing here in the United States, where many Christians would recoil and think, don't we need those guns to defend ourselves? Or even worse, oh, we need them to overtake the nation. We don't see that in the Bible anywhere. In fact, on the contrary, the Lord says we're to pray for our leaders. And we're to pray for the peace of our country, not to take up arms and create bloodshed. And so the Lord's given us an example, undisputed example, video testimony, internet testimony, documented newspapers, television. It is everywhere. We're all fully accountable. This is what the Lord is doing in the land of revival. The Lord promised that in the mighty Joel 2:28-32 revival, Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 10, Deuteronomy chapter 11, Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, the Lord promised the day would come that he would pour out his spirit upon the children of the Lord, that the day would come that the oil and wine church would come forth, that the day would come that the Lord himself would lead the church, Ezekiel 34. Today is that day, and we thank the Lord for it. We were listening to the segment of the invitation. We have many, many media items that are out there in both Facebook, Twitter, arrepiente.org, highwayofholiness.us, Repent USA on Facebook, all over the globe, in fact, and the other nations are also reaching out to their local pastors. And we strongly encourage the pastors here in the United States of America, precious listeners, and do encourage them to go to the land of revival. See firsthand that the Lord is good. See firsthand what the Lord is speaking to the church so that we can do the work of the Lord. That the Lord would send laborers into the harvest. And we would agree with our Lord and Savior. Say, yes, Lord, we need more laborers in the harvest to participate in the great end-time revival. So the church is prepared for the coming of the Messiah and not caught off guard. We have another segment coming up as well, but before we get to the priestly garment, which wraps right into the invitation and the prophecy, Pastor Jose from the California altar, is there anything else that you'd like to add on the invitation for this evening's segment?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Lou. Yes, this is very powerful, precious saints, and everything that Pastor Lou had mentioned regarding the United States of America and the mentality in this nation as far as the guns and the ammunition and taking up arms, because we're seeing our Second Amendment being violated and our civil rights and all that stuff, precious saints. This is not biblical. This is not the ways of the Lord, precious saints. Mm. And we need to return to the Lord with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our souls, precious saints, at this hour. This is a call of warning, precious saints, from the Lord. And the nations are hearing this very loudly. And many are embracing it, and many are returning to the ways of the world and returning to the ways of their complacent ways. And this is the time to be very serious and to guard our salvation with fear and trembling, precious saints. This is that time right now, precious saints. This is the time when the Lord has sent us Elijah the prophet. The fearful prophet of the Lord is among us. He comes with a sword, precious saint, to restore the Lord's altar, to cut out the sin, the filth that has been brought on the altars of the Lord and the ways of man that have defiled the ways of the Lord. We need to repent, precious saints. And this invitation goes out to all the pastors and ministers in the United States of America and in throughout the nations, as you have heard. And we have given out our personal information, precious saints, and we can do that again before the end of the program, the Lord's broadcast. Any of you are led by the Lord, because we will only make it to that mighty meeting by the Lord's will. That's the only way.
Amen.
We have to make ourselves available, and the Lord will make the way for us. This is not a business trip. This is not like planning a vacation. This is the meeting of the Lord. This is a spiritual meeting. This is the meeting that will harvest the ministers of the Lord and send them out to the nations for the final harvesting of souls before the return of the Messiah, precious saints. This is a very serious time, a very serious time. And those who reject this and reject the message and reject the messenger will be walking on their own. They will be walking like we have read in Matthew 25, the foolish virgins. Those who are waiting and know the hour we are in and waiting on the Messiah, but have absolutely no oil in their lamp. They run out. This is the time for the oil, precious saints, the oil and the wine, church. This is the hour of the garment, to prepare the garment that is required, precious saints, the wedding garments. We don't want to be found without our garments or found with a stained garment. We need to prepare, precious saints, and any pastors, any ministers that would like to reach out, we are available. As we also, when we went
the first time, when the Lord took us the first time all the way to Kenya, it was also something very new, and I hadn't been out of the country that far ever. But this is the Lord. This is the Lord taking us, and the Lord will bring us back, and the Lord's will be done, precious saints. We'll give out our information, and I did receive a message earlier today, and this wasn't from a pastor or a minister. It was actually from one of the sheep, and they were really heartbroken because they received the message of the Lord through the mighty servant of the Lord, and they ran with this message to their pastor, inviting the pastor, and the pastor completely shut it down and rebuked it. And that sheep was very, very heartbroken and had reached out, and had reached out all the way from Japan across the Pacific Ocean. And this is also the hour, precious saints, to separate ourselves and to learn to stand with the Lord and to stand alone, precious saints, because rejection is one of the markers of the highway of holiness. And we can all testify about this, precious saints. Pastor Lou, the other pastors that have joined here on the Lord's broadcast, this is a major marker, precious saints. Rejection by the mass, rejection by the Main Street Church, rejection by the majority of the people. We must learn to stand alone, precious saints. If the Messiah was persecuted, if the Messiah had mucus sat on his face, was whipped, broken, how much more rebuke will we receive? We must be prepared for persecution, but we also know that we're walking on the highway of the Lord, the highway of holiness. And this is the only highway that will take us home to heaven with the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Jose. And an encouraging word for the listeners. It's a very encouraging word. Indeed, rejection and persecution, it is the marker on the highway of holiness. Our Lord and Savior told us that that's how he is treated. What do you suppose will befall the servants of the Lord? And then he tells us in Matthew, rejoice when they persecute you for righteousness' sake. In fact, we are to rejoice because it is a marker that we are on the highway of holiness. We bless the Lord for that. Given how far apostate the church has gone, we should not be warmly received. The message should not be warmly received because, as we've shared many times, the spirit is hostile to the flesh, and the flesh is hostile to the spirit. And so if the church throughout the United States and the globe, particularly here in the U.S., is preaching nothing but the flesh, it will recoil, and it will reject, and it will be hostile to the message of the Lord. We find in Ezekiel 34, we referenced it several times this evening. Let's just read three verses. The word of the Lord came to me, Ezekiel 34, chapter 1, chapter 34, verse 1, excuse me. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to you, shepherds of Israel, who only take care of yourselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals, but you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. Target scripture, we'll skip through the up to verse 11, target scripture, Ezekiel 34, verse 11. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. Hallelujah. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I and look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. Verse 12, again, I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. Well did Ezekiel prophesy faithfully, speak faithfully, write faithfully the word of the Lord, for as it was in Israel, so it is today. We have come full circle, a day of clouds and darkness throughout the land. And look at what a glorious promise from our Lord, because we are seeing this firsthand. We are seeing the Lord himself has sought for his sheep, and he is looking after them. And the Lord himself has searched us out and is leading the children of the Lord, the sheep of God, at this very hour. And so as we stand alone, this is a sure word to stand on, for the mighty Holy Spirit has not left us orphans. And so we stand alone outside of the community, if you will, of the congregation, of the fallen congregation. But the Lord has raised up a remnant, and the Lord has also promised and given us the mighty Holy Spirit. And as we see in the word of the Lord, he himself will search out his sheep. And this is just the astonishing majesty, elegance, and beauty of our Lord. We see this coming to pass right before our very eyes. And now they will be gathered in Nakuru. The children of the Lord and the sheep will be gathered in Nakuru from all the nations where they were scattered to hear what the Lord has to say to the church at this most critical, absolutely critical point in time. We'll get to the garment, the priestly garment, because this is what the Lord will be repeating as well to restore the integrity of the pulpit and of the spiritual leaders, to restore the integrity of the church so that no more is the name of the Lord blasphemed amongst the Gentiles by his people. But instead, we do become that bright light in dark places, vessels of blessing and honor, and not vessels of wrath. This is the message of the Lord. Please listen very carefully to the priestly garment, for this is the same garment that we see in Revelation 19, the garment of the Lord, into heaven that is also worn, the return of Christ back to Jerusalem. This is the way of the Lord. This is well captured and detailed throughout the scripture. This is a mighty prophecy and promise to the church. This is the message of the Lord given by the mighty prophet, Dr. David Owor. This is the priestly garment, and we will return after this segment with closing prayer and an opportunity to repent and receive the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, precious people.
Escutem, povo precioso.
Let us read the book of Exodus 28, verse 1.
Vamos ler o Êxodo, capítulo 28, de 1 a 5.
It says the priestly garment.
Diz assim, as vestes sacerdotais.
Have Aaron, your brother, brought to you from among the Israelites, along with his sons, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, so they may serve me as priests.
Faz também vir para junto de ti Arão, teu irmão, e seus filhos com ele, dentre os filhos de Israel, para me oficiarem como sacerdotes, a saber, Arão e seus filhos, Nadab, Abiú, Eleazar e Itamar.
Make sacred garments for your brother Aaron to give him dignity and honor.
E ele diz, farás vestes sagradas para Arão, teu irmão, para glória e ornamento.
Listen to me now.
Escutem.
Aaron was living his life as usual.
O Arão vivia a sua vida como usual, normalmente.
He lived normally in the temple.
Ele vivia normalmente no templo.
In the camp.
E no campo.
Among the Israelites.
Entre os israelitas.
Aaron lived normal.
O Arão vivia normalmente.
Just going about his life.
Ele andava normalmente na sua vida.
Aaron was not bothered about anything.
O Arão não se chateava com nada.
And Moses was speaking to Jehovah.
E o Moisés estava a falar ao Jeová.
But listen to this.
Mas escuta para cá.
When the time came,
quando o tempo chegou,
for Aaron,
para o Arão,
to now appear before Jehovah.
Para o Arão aparecer diante de Jeová.
When the time came,
quando chegou a hora,
for Aaron,
para o Arão,
to now be appointed,
para ser nomeado,
to come before Jehovah,
para apresentar-se diante de Jeová.
Then you hear the Lord saying,
então ouves o Senhor a dizer,
that now,
que agora,
let Aaron be brought to you.
Deixa que o Arão seja trazido a ti.
From among the Israelites, brought out.
Entre o povo de Israel, ser retirado e trazido.
What is the meaning of that?
O que é o significado disso?
That when the time came for the Lord to appoint Aaron sacerdote as a priest.
Que quando chegou a hora para o Senhor nomear ou indicar o Arão como sacerdote,
then the first thing he does,
que a primeira coisa que fez,
he says, let him be separated from the Israelites.
Ele diz, olha, deixe que ele seja separado dos israelitas.
Let him be brought out.
Deixe que ele seja trazido.
Separation.
Separado.
As I begin to give you this message,
agora que eu vou começar a vos dar essa mensagem,
I want you to be able to see your priesthood in this.
Eu quero que vocês estejam capazes de ver o vosso sacerdócio nessa mensagem.
Because he says,
porque ele diz,
Aaron was living normal.
O Arão vivia normalmente.
Until the time came,
até que o tempo chegou,
for the Lord to call him,
para o Senhor lhe chamar.
And when time came,
e quando chegou a hora,
for the Lord to call him,
para o Senhor lhe chamar,
so he may start appearing before Jehovah,
para aparecer diante de Jehovah.
The first thing the Lord says, separate him from the Israelites. Remove him.
A primeira coisa que o Senhor fez é lhe separar dos israelitas, lhe tirar de lá, lhe remover dali.
Are you separated?
Estás separado?
Listen to this now.
Escuta aqui.
And then he says,
e depois ele diz,
that now because Aaron has to appear before Jehovah,
que agora porque o Arão vai aparecer diante de Jehovah,
all of a sudden,
de repente,
Aaron is now naked.
O Arão estava nu.
Aaron was living normally like that.
O Arão vivia normalmente.
But when the time comes to appear before Jehovah,
quando a hora chegou para apresentar-se diante de Jehovah,
then the Lord commands that a priestly garment must be prepared for him.
O Senhor ordenou que vestes sacerdotais fossem preparadas para ele.
That he must wear the garment,
que ele vestisse essas vestes,
that when he wears that garment,
que quando vestisse essas vestes,
it will give him dignity and honor.
Esses vestes vão lhe dar honra e dignidade.
What is the message there?
Qual é a mensagem aí?
The Lord is saying,
o Senhor está dizendo,
that this is the time,
que esta é a hora,
for the church to prepare.
Para a igreja preparar.
To appear before the Lord.
Para aparecer diante do Senhor.
But if you are going to appear before the Lord.
Mas se você vai aparecer diante do Senhor.
Now your casual worship.
Agora a tua adoração casual, normal.
Your usual worship.
Aquela adoração usual.
Now that will not matter now.
Aquilo não vai interessar agora.
But what will matter now?
Mas o que vai interessar?
Is that there must be a garment.
É que tem que haver vestes.
He says.
Ele diz.
That when the time to appear before the Lord arrives.
Que quando a hora chegar para se apresentar diante do Senhor.
Now we need a garment.
Agora precisamos de vestes.
To cover us.
Para poder nos cobrir.
And that garment.
E aquela veste.
Will bring dignity and honor.
Tem que trazer dignidade e honra.
To the church.
Para a igreja.
To the pastor.
Para os pastores.
To the Lord.
Para o Senhor.
He says,
ele diz,
that also becomes the hour for separation.
Aquele momento torna-se também a hora da separação.
If I look at the church in Angola,
se olhar para a igreja em Angola,
I can understand your problem.
Eu entendo o vosso problema.
You did not separate from the world.
Vocês ainda não se separaram com o mundo.
Let us read on.
Vamos continuar a ler.
And he says,
e ele diz,
he says, tell all the skilled men whom I have given wisdom in such matters that they are to make for Aaron a sacred garment.
Versículo 3. Falarás também a todos os homens hábeis, a quem enchi do espírito de sabedoria, que façam vestes para Arão, para consagrá-lo, para me ministrar ao ofício do sacerdote.
You say, in such matters that they are to make sacred garment for Aaron, for consecration, so he may serve me as priest.
Para que façam vestes para Arão, para consagrá-lo, para me ministrar o ofício do sacerdote.
He's saying,
ele está dizendo,
that when you wear the priestly garment,
que quando vestirem as roupas sacerdotais,
and appear before the Lord,
e aparecerem diante do Senhor,
I am talking about the priestly garment of the Aaronic priesthood.
Eu estou a falar acerca das roupas sacerdotais do sacerdócio arônico, ou do Arão.
He says,
ele diz,
that when he wears the priestly garment,
que quando ele vai vestir as roupas sacerdotais,
it will consecrate him.
Ele vai ser consagrado.
Listen very carefully.
Escuta aqui muito bem.
What is the meaning of consecration?
Qual é o significado da consagração?
Listen to this now.
Escuta aqui.
When the high priest during this time,
quando o sacerdote naquele tempo,
when he was preparing to go into the holy of holies,
quando ele preparava para entrar no santo dos santos,
he wore the priestly garment,
ele vestia as roupas sacerdotais,
the linen ephod,
que era o linho,
the lino finissimo,
linho finíssimo,
the finest linen,
que era linho finíssimo,
limpio e puríssimo,
limpo e puríssimo,
and he prepared,
e ele preparava,
to enter there,
para entrar,
with a turban,
com um turbão,
but the turban,
aquele turbão,
had a folding here,
tinha aqui uma dobradinha,
it was folded here,
era dobrada aqui,
and inside was inserted a writing in gold.
E dentro havia uma escrita de ouro.
When you remove that writing,
quando você tira aquele turbão e vê a escrita,
it was written,
estava escrito,
holy unto the Lord.
Santo para o Senhor.
What is the meaning of holy unto the Lord?
O que é o significado de santo para o Senhor?
That means separated unto the Lord.
Significa separado para o Senhor.
Listen to this.
Escuta aqui.
The Levitical priesthood,
o sacerdócio levítico,
they had to wear a priestly garment.
Eles tinham que vestir vestes sacerdotais.
And that priestly garment,
e aquelas vestes sacerdotais,
had power,
tinha poder,
to separate them,
para lhes separar,
and consecrate them,
e consagrá-los.
The meaning of consecration,
o significado da consagração,
is anointing,
é unção.
And he says verse 4.
E ele diz versículo 4.
These are the garments they are to make. a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a woven tunic, a turban, and a sash.
As vestes pois que farão são estes: peitoral, uma estola sacerdotal, uma sobrepeliz, uma túnica bordada, mitra e cinto.
Look at this, somebody. Look at this.
Olha aqui, olha para cá.
When it comes to the garment of the Lord,
quando agora se fala dos vestes do Senhor,
the priestly garment,
aqueles vestes que são sacerdotais,
the Lord is very specific.
O Senhor é muito específico.
Very, very specific.
Muito específico.
On what you should wear here, what here, how you should wear.
Como deve vestir, como são divididas.
It is not just any cloth and go.
Não é qualquer roupa, mete e vai.
It is specific garment of the Lord.
É vestes específicos do Senhor.
And he says,
e ele diz,
go to some skilled men whom I have given some skills and wisdom.
Vai a homens hábeis que eu dei sabedoria e habilidade.
To prepare that garment.
Para saberem como preparar estas vestes.
For the Aaronic priesthood.
Para o sacerdócio arônico.
To appear before me.
Para aparecer diante de mim.
So that when they appear.
E que quando aparecerem.
They may have dignity and honor.
Eles tenham honra e dignidade.
Why?
Por quê?
Dignity and honor before man.
Dignidade e honra diante dos homens.
And before the Lord.
E diante de Deus.
He says,
ele diz,
the office of the pastor.
O ofício dos pastores.
The office of the shepherd.
O ofício dos pastores.
Is supposed to be an office.
Tem que ser ofício.
With a priestly garment.
Com vestes sacerdotais.
Supposed to be an office.
Tem que ser ofício.
With dignity and honor.
Com dignidade e honra.
Before the nation.
Diante das nações.
Before the Lord.
Diante do Senhor.
But he says.
Mas ele diz.
That only some skillful men.
Que somente algumas pessoas habilitadas.
Whom the Lord has given skill.
Que o Senhor deu habilidades.
And wisdom.
E sabedoria.
Can prepare that garment.
E podem preparar esses vestes.
I see somebody.
Eu vejo alguém.
That was sent to the church.
Que foi enviado à igreja.
And given skills.
E dado habilidades.
And given wisdom.
E dado sabedoria.
To prepare the garment.
Para preparar os vestes.
But I see the church.
E eu vejo na igreja.
Not talking to him.
Não falem para ele.
I see somebody.
Eu estou a ver uma pessoa.
That is endowed with skills.
Que tem habilidades.
And wisdom.
E sabedoria.
To prepare the garment of the church.
Para preparar as vestes da igreja.
But the church in Angola.
Mas a igreja em Angola.
Is not yet talking to him.
Não está ainda a falar com ele.
And yet the time to appear has arrived.
E a hora para aparecer diante do Senhor chegou.
I see somebody.
Eu vejo alguém.
Whom the Lord has given skills.
Que o Senhor deu habilidade.
And wisdom.
E sabedoria.
And power.
E poder.
And authority.
E autoridade.
To prepare the garment of the church.
Para preparar os vestes da igreja.
His name is the Holy Spirit.
O nome dele é Espírito Santo.
But the church in Angola.
Mas a igreja em Angola.
Is not yet talking to him.
Não está ainda a falar com ele.
Many years.
Muitos anos.
The church and the people of Angola.
A igreja e o povo de Angola.
You have been walking like this.
Tem andado normalmente como assim.
Living normally.
Mesmo normalmente.
A casual life.
A vida casual.
But the Lord has now sent me here.
Mas o Senhor agora me enviou aqui.
To tell the church.
Para dizer à igreja.
That behold.
Que eis.
I have seen the church appear.
Eu vi a igreja aparecer.
The hour has come to prepare.
A hora chegou para preparar.
To appear before Jehovah.
Para aparecer diante do Jeová.
And when the church appears.
E quando a igreja aparece.
She needs the garments.
Ela precisa dos vestes.
Listen to me, precious people.
Escuta aqui, povo precioso.
The Aaronic garment.
O veste arônico.
The glorious garment of the Levitical priesthood.
O veste glorioso do sacerdócio levítico.
It had power.
Tem poder.
It separated the priest.
separava o sacerdote,
consecrated the priest,
consacrava o sacerdote,
gave him honor,
dava-lhe honra,
gave him dignity,
dava-lhe dignidade,
and gave him sabedoria, gave him wisdom,
e lhe dava sabedoria.
This is the wisdom it gave him.
Esta é a sabedoria que lhe dava.
It made the priest.
Fazia o sacerdote.
He did not care about anything else.
O sacerdote não cuidava de nada mais.
He only cared about Jehovah.
Somente se importava com Jeová.
It made the priest uncompromising.
Lhe fazia não comprometido.
It gave him something.
Lhe dava algo.
He trembled.
Ele tremia.
He shook.
Ele tremia.
He became wild.
Ele tornava-se louco.
When he sees sin.
Quando ele vê pecado,
when he sees sin,
quando ele vê pecado,
he called it sin.
Ele chamava isto pecado.
No compromise.
Não há compromisso.
When a woman came to church,
quando uma mulher vinha à igreja,
with a short mini skirt,
com mini saia,
a tight trouser,
com uma calça apertada,
when the young man,
quando os jovens,
they come with sagging trousers.
Vêm com as calças cortadas aqui, rasgadas
like
aqui.
The sagging trousers.
E a calça é
And the earring.
Yeah, e brinco na igreja.
And they make the heart face that way.
E metem penteado aqui no meio.
When the Aaronic priesthood saw.
Quando o sacerdote Aarônico via aquilo. Ele dizia,
That is sin.
Isso é pecado.
How about you?
E você agora?
Hebrews chapter 5.
Hebreus capítulo 5.
He says verse 4.
Versículo 4.
No one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called by God just as Aaron was.
Ninguém pode tomar esta honra para si mesmo, senão quando chamado por Deus, como aconteceu com Arão.
So Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest.
Assim também Cristo a si mesmo não se glorificou para se tornar sumo sacerdote, mas o glorificou aquele que lhe disse.
But God said to him, you are my son today, I have become your father.
Deus disse, tu és meu filho, eu hoje te gerei.
And he said in another place,
e ele disse em outro lugar,
you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek.
Tu és sacerdote para sempre segundo a ordem de Melchizedek.
He says,
ele diz,
that the Aaronic priesthood had power.
Que o sacerdócio arônico tem poder.
To see sin.
Para ver o pecado.
Power of judgment, power of discernment.
Poder de discernimento, poder de julgamento.
They knew what is sin, what is righteous.
Eles sabiam o que é o pecado, o que é injustiça.
But he said,
mas ele disse,
compared to the priesthood of Jesus,
comparado ao sacerdote de Jesus,
that priesthood is nothing.
Aquele sacerdócio de Arão é nada.
Then the question is,
mas a questão é,
what has happened to the priesthood of the church in Angola today?
O que é que aconteceu com o sacerdócio da igreja em Angola hoje?
Your priesthood,
o vosso sacerdócio,
is in the order of Christ.
O vosso sacerdócio está na ordem de Jesus.
But the priesthood of Christ
está na ordem do sacerdócio de Cristo.
Is in the order of Melchizedek.
Está na ordem de Melchizedek.
And we all know Melchizedek.
E todos conhecemos Melchizedek.
That his priesthood is forever.
Que o seu sacerdócio é para sempre.
The priesthood of Melchizedek.
O sacerdócio de Melchizedek.
Is forever.
Dura para sempre.
And he says to Jesus.
E ele diz a vocês.
In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7.
No Isaías capítulo 9 versículo 7.
He says.
Ele diz.
That when the Messiah will come.
Que quando o Messias vai vir.
He will sit on the throne of David.
Ele vai sentar no trono de Davi.
And he will reign forever.
E vai reinar para sempre.
Because.
Porque.
His reign.
O seu reino.
His kingdom.
O seu reino.
The foundation.
As fundações.
Is justice.
É justiça,
and righteousness.
E justiça.
And holiness.
E santidade.
Only righteousness.
Somente justiça.
When you wear righteousness,
quando você veste justiça,
then you can last forever.
Então vai durar para sempre.
He's saying.
Ele está dizendo.
But the priesthood of the Messiah.
Mas o sacerdócio do Messias
is very, very high.
É tão alto.
Because.
Porque.
The Messiah came without sin.
Porque o Messias veio sem pecado.
And he left without sin.
E viveu sem pecado.
That is why.
É por isso.
The three wise men.
Os três sábios.
When they came.
Quando eles vieram.
They were following the heavenly host.
Estavam a seguir os hostes dos céus.
The star.
As estrelas.
They got lost because they entered the city.
Eles perderam-se porque eles entraram na cidade.
Why are you preaching in the city?
Por que vocês estão a pregar na cidade?
Why is your ministry in the city?
Onde está o vosso ministério na cidade?
But they got lost when they entered the city.
Eles se perderam quando entraram na cidade.
So many lights.
Havia muitas luzes.
Street lights.
Havia luzes da rua.
Disco lights.
Havia luzes de disco.
But when they went back to the villages,
mas quando voltaram nas aldeias,
they saw the heavenly host again.
Viram de novo as luzes das estrelas.
And they followed it.
E seguiram de novo.
And when they found the Messiah,
e quando viram o Messias,
they put pure gold.
E apresentaram ouro puro.
When they put pure gold,
quando apresentaram ouro puro,
they put also bitter myrrh.
Meteram também mirra amarga.
And then they put sweet fragrance of frankincense.
Depois meteram incenso doce.
Fragrância.
Fragrância.
What is the meaning of that?
Qual é o significado disso?
They looked at the Messiah.
Quando olharam para o Messias.
And they said.
E disseram.
You are holy.
És santo.
You are pure.
És puro.
Your life on the earth.
A tua vida na terra.
Is going to be a pure life.
Será uma vida puríssima.
And that pure life.
E aquela vida puríssima.
In this world.
Neste mundo.
Will give you a bitter life.
Vai te dar uma vida amarga.
That's why they put the bitter mirror.
É por isso meteram uma mirra amarga.
That the world will fight you.
Porque o mundo vai te combater.
Because of the pure life.
Por causa da vida pura.
The holy life.
Por causa da vida santa.
The world will look for you to murder you.
O mundo vai te procurar para te matar.
Because of your holy life.
Por causa da tua vida santa.
Your pure life.
Da sua vida pura.
But when the world murders you.
Mas quando o mundo te assassinar.
Because of your pure life.
Por causa da tua vida pura.
Your pure life.
A tua vida pura.
Will be a fragrância to the Lord.
Será fragrância para o Senhor. Aleluia.
Even you, the pastors.
Mesmo vocês, os pastores.
Your priesthood.
O vosso sacerdócio.
Is in the order of the Messiah.
Está na ordem do Messias.
So that means now.
Aquilo significa.
You should live a pure life.
Tem que viver uma vida pura.
And that pure life.
E aquela vida pura.
Should bring you bitterness.
Vai te trazer amargura.
And that bitterness.
Aquela amargura.
Should give fragrância to the Lord.
Vai dar fragrância ao Senhor.
Listen to me.
Escuta aqui.
The Lord is saying.
O Senhor está dizendo.
You have been called.
Vocês foram chamados.
Into the priesthood.
Para dentro do sacerdócio.
In the order of the Messiah.
Na ordem do Messias.
But we know that Melchizedek.
Mas sabemos que o Melchizedek.
He is the king of righteousness.
Ele é o rei da justiça.
So you have been called.
Vocês foram chamados.
Into the priesthood.
Dentro do sacerdócio.
In the image of Melchizedek.
Na imagem do Melchizedek.
That means.
Isso significa.
If somebody looks at you.
Se alguém olha para você.
He should see the robe. The garment of Melchizedek.
Ele tem que ver os vestes de Melchizedek.
But when I look at the church in Angola.
Mas quando olho a igreja em Angola.
The church in Angola,
a igreja em Angola,
is wearing a filthy garment.
Está a vestir roupas sujas.
That is not the garment of Melchizedek.
Não é essa roupa do Melchizedek, as vestes de Melchizedek.
The Lord is saying the following.
O Senhor está dizendo o seguinte.
That the hour for the church to prepare is now.
Que a hora para a igreja preparar é agora.
And the church needs a garment.
E a igreja precisa de vestes.
Because right now,
porque agora,
The Church of Christ in Angola.
A igreja de Cristo em Angola.
She has no honor.
Não tem honra.
And no dignity.
Não tem dignidade.
Yeah. Because the women.
Porque as mulheres.
They say.
Dizem.
Ah, the pastor.
Ah, eu o pastor.
That one is lusting at me.
Aquele pastor estava me cobiçar.
Codícia. The sons of the pastors.
É, aqueles que são filhos dos pastores.
They wear sagging trousers.
Estão a vestir iê-iê, calças de iê-iê, aqui atrás.
And they go to look for girls.
E eles vão à procura das meninas.
The pastors are in sexual sin.
Os pastores estão no pecado sexual.
The pastors, they love money.
Os pastores amam dinheiro.
He says, the garment.
E ele diz, os vestes.
The garment of the Messiah.
Os vestes do Messias.
The garment of the Lord.
Os vestes do Senhor.
I have seen the garment of the Lord.
Eu vi os vestes do Senhor.
The garment of the Lord is a glorious garment.
Os vestes do Senhor são vestes gloriosos.
The garment of the Lord.
Que os vestes do Senhor.
That the church needs to wear now.
Que a igreja precisa vestir agora.
Is the righteousness of the Lord.
É a justiça do Senhor.
If there is a message you are taking home.
Se há uma mensagem que vamos levar,
you must take to your churches.
Vai levar para as suas igrejas.
The message of righteousness.
A mensagem da justiça.
Of holiness.
Da santificação.
Let us return to holiness.
Vamos voltar para a santificação.
You must return the church to holiness.
Vamos levar a igreja para a santificação.
You must return the nation to holiness.
Tem que levar a nação para a santificação.
Time is over.
O tempo acabou.
Listen to the words of my tongue.
Escuta as palavras da minha língua.
Only holiness will save Angola.
Somente santidade vai salvar Angola.
How does Angola return to holiness?
Como é que Angola volta para a santidade?
Repentance.
É arrependimento.
Repentance.
É arrependimento.
Repentance.
É arrependimento.
Return the church.
Volta, trazem de volta a igreja.
To repentance.
Para o arrependimento.
Turning away from sin.
É melhor abandonar o pecado.
Listen to me.
Escuta para mim.
The Messiah is coming.
O Messias está vindo.
Prepare the way.
Prepara o caminho.
Prepare the garment.
Prepare os vestes.
You will never forget these words.
Mas vocês nunca vão esquecer essas palavras.
The day the Messiah returns.
O dia que o Messias voltar.
Is when you remember these words.
É quando vocês vão se lembrar dessas palavras.
Shalom.
Shalom.
We are back live. This is the prophecy at the midnight hour. It is Sunday, August 3rd, 2014 at 9:30 p.m., 9:28 to be precise, 9:28 p.m. Eastern Time. We were listening to the message of the priestly garment, the garment of the Lord, as delivered by the prophet, Dr. David O'War, to the church in Angola, an exceptionally sobering message and also a warning, a very simple warning, not complicated at all, that in the Bible we find in Revelation that we are to be prepared for the coming of the Messiah and not found naked, lest we not enter and we be ashamed. And we see also the Aaronic priestly garment of the Lord that brought dignity and honor to the priest of the Lord, to the pastors of the Lord, to the children of the Lord. It is this dignity and honor, this righteousness and holiness that is missing almost entirely in the land of the United States of America as well as globally. The love of money, which is a very large stain on the garment in the house of the Lord, as well as sexual sin, where we have accommodated homosexuality, pornography, And in fact, I have even heard her say that I don't really need to even worry about sexual sin because of the sacrifice. And yet our Lord is clear in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28, Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28. This is the standard the Lord set for adultery and sexual sin. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who even looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. That is a warning from our Lord and Savior to the entire church, because it's global, it's pandemic, especially here in the United States, the pornography capital of the world, the sexual perversion capital of the world. We even have pastors, they're not even worried because they have forgotten the word of the Lord. They have also forgotten that in Revelation chapter 22, the sexually immoral in verse 14, Revelation chapter 22, verse 14, this is what the Lord says, the sexually immoral do not enter, and neither do those who practice falsehood and deceit, and the idolaters, the lovers of money. We have idolatry in the worship of Baal in the house of the Lord. Those on the outside, they know it. The heathens, the unbelievers, they know that. They don't even need it proven to them that the church is worshiping the altar of Baal and money all throughout the United States of America. And so we give good lip service unto the Lord, but our heart is far from him. We're not wearing the garment of the Lord, the garment of dignity and honor, the garment of righteousness and holiness. And the answer is simple, and that's the beauty of our Lord, very elegant, that we return by repentance and we reform by repentance and we change our mind. And we say, we agree, Lord, our skirts have been lifted high over our head. We are shamefully naked and exposed. And we repent. We return to righteousness. We return to holiness. We choose to walk with the mighty Holy Spirit to overcome sin. So we won't be those that say we don't even worry about sexual sin. And the church wonders why their daughters have turned to prostitution. Their young men have turned to homosexuality. With others that have become compulsively addicted to pornography and sexual sin. And the answer is repentance. The garment of dignity and honor and the priesthood of the Lord. We have the answer. It is repentance. Return to the blood. Return to the cross. It's the power of the blood to overcome sins. The power of the blood to wash away sins. It's the power of the mighty Holy Spirit. The Lord said and promised that he would send the skillful one. We would not be an orphan, that we could walk in agreement with the Lord, live righteous, and walk in holiness. Pastor Jose, we have about 20 minutes this segment, 26 minutes to be precise. The power-packed segment on the priestly garment, what did the Lord place in your heart in this segment?
Amen, Pastor Lou. And, yes, very, very powerful message from the Lord on the garment, the preparation of the garment, the hour we are living in, and the power of repentance. The power of repentance leads to the holiness of the Lord, precious saints. And remember, precious saints, this is a national message. This is a message to the nations of the earth. This messenger of the Lord comes with fire and with the rebuke of the Lord. The rebuke that prepares and restores the church. At the end was a very frightful message. Many will not remember this message until the Messiah returns. And that's very, very fearful, because those of us who are embracing this message are hearing this from the mighty Holy Spirit every minute of the day to remain on the highway of holiness, repentance, holiness, rebuking sin. The message of the Lord, the preparation, the hour we are living in. This is the hour to prepare our garments. I want to read from the word of the Lord. Matthew 22, verses 1 through 14. Matthew 22, verses 1 to 14, precious saints. This is the parable of the wedding banquet. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. He asked, 'How did you get in here without wedding clothes, friend?' The man was speechless. The king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.'" Precious saints, we have heard not too long ago by one of the messages of the Lord when this weeping and gnashing of teeth will occur. And this will occur when the rapture occurs. And many will realize and know that it has occurred. And will remember, as the servant of the Lord said, about the wedding garment, about the preparation, about the hour, the moment in time we are standing in to prepare our garments. This is the time we are standing in to prepare the garments, the wedding garments. This is the time. Tomorrow may not come. We need to prepare now, precious saints. We need to prepare now. We need to repent and return to the Lord in righteousness and holiness. The Lord will help us. The Lord is helping us. Even though we may stand alone, rejected, all of those people that once called us and considered us friends, our family members, our closest family members, have rejected us, completely rejected us. But I tell you what, the Lord is here with us. The Lord comforts us. The mighty Holy Spirit is walking with us. It's teaching us. It's preparing us. It's showing us the way, precious saints. We may be alone here in this flesh, but in the spirit we are not. And that is what we are preparing for, the kingdom of heaven, the spiritual kingdom of the Lord. And we know that the hour is now. As Pastor Lou said, even the heathens know the time we are standing in. The secular world knows the time we are standing in. This is no normal time. It's not business as usual. Different major events are occurring. The patterns are changing. The stock market is collapsing. The dollar is failing. World War III is about to erupt. We have been hearing of wars and rumors of wars. We hear of pestilences, this outbreak of Ebola. Precious saints, the major earthquakes, the horses, the four horses of the apocalypse are released. We have heard those prophecies. There is no denying it. I believe even on a, I don't know if it was a CNN or a RT news clip, when the outbreak first broke out in Pale Horse on the video clip.
Amen.
They were shocked. Shocked. It was there. And this was a secular news site. Precious saint, this is the hour. This is the time. The Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming. We must prepare now. We must rebuke sin completely. We must turn away from sin. We must rebuke sexual sin. The Lord says even looking and lusting at a woman is equivalent to adultery. That is what it is, precious saints. There is no sugarcoating it because we are in the year 2014. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He'll never change. And he will never compromise with sin.
Man.
These are the days to repent, precious saints. These are the days to return to the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jose. That's Pastor Jose Bobadilla of the California Altar. And it's true, precious listeners, although it might be shocking when you look around and have seen the vacuum as far as the word of the Lord not being present in the house of the Lord, but all throughout his word, the Lord does not compromise with sin. The Lord has a zero tolerance towards sin. That's why he sent the Messiah, the Lamb without defect. That's why he had to suffer and be tortured, crucified, died, and resurrected, because the Lord has zero tolerance towards sin. What a price the Messiah paid, and yet the church is walking around thinking that, oh, the Lord has changed, or the Lord is grading holiness on a curve, or that we're a modern church, and not at all. Nothing could be further from the truth. The holiness of the Lord endures forever. The righteousness of the Lord endures forever. And there is zero tolerance of sin. We find in the Bible that when the enemy was cast from heaven, that there was a spot, a signal of sin that was found. Just a spot, and he was cast from the presence of the Lord. And the Bible tells us over and over again, if this is the fate of the angels and the heavenly host that saw and beheld the face of the Lord, who are we to make light of the holiness of the Lord? Who are we to make light of the righteousness of the Lord? It's no joking matter. It's not a small thing. We have trivialized it, and hence we have seen the power outage. We have seen, in fact, the church on an entirely different road. Not the highway of holiness, but the road that leads somewhere else. That road of compromise, that road of blending in, and that road of tolerating sin. That's not the road to the highway of holiness. That's not the road to the kingdom of God. That's the road to destruction. One scripture, Revelation chapter 22, three verses. One scripture, Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 through 15. This is an invitation and a warning. We heard the warning from the mighty prophet. The Lord is about waking up the church, and he has sent Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord to share with us the priestly garment, the value of it in the kingdom of God. This is the message of the Lord. That is an invitation and a warning at the same time for those that do not heed the invitation. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. Remember what the mighty prophet said. You must find it in the Bible. We see that also in Deuteronomy 13. The Lord spoke through Moses, as well as Deuteronomy 18, that the Lord spoke through Moses. And here we'll find it again. Revelation chapter 22, starting at verse 12. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Verse 14, blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Verse 15, outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 through 15. This is our Lord and Savior speaking himself to the churches, the invitation and the warning. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's commanding, blessed are those who wash their robes. It's our priestly garment that we wash in the blood of the Lamb, that we walk with the power of the mighty Holy Spirit to have the right to the tree of life and go through the gates into the city of our God. Because verse 15 is very clear. There's no confusing this. The Lord keeps it very simple so that we can understand it. Nobody will be able to say, oh, we didn't know, we didn't understand. Because outside are those who practice magic arts. That's witchcraft, that's divination, that's manipulation, dark arts. The sexually immoral, we just covered in Matthew chapter 5, 27 and 28. The sexually immoral, whether adultery and pornography, homosexuality, lust, murderers, idolaters, and that includes the love of money and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. That's lies, deceits, equivocation, mendacities, any language you want to use where deception is practiced and where the yea is not yea and the nay is not nay. And these are things that are prevalent in the house of the Lord and should not be, nor should they be at all in the life of a believer who's walking on the highway of holiness. But the Lord has given this invitation and warning to wash our garments today, to not put it off, but prepare for the coming of the Messiah, to not delay even a moment, because no man is promised tomorrow. The four horsemen of the apocalypse are running. We have seen the white horse of deception, where the children of the Lord, the priests of the Lord, have completely abandoned their positions and authority, compromised with the world. And now we see in the houses
are worshiping Baal right at the altar of the Lord. And they've exchanged the kingdom of God for the kingdom of men. They've exchanged the spiritual for the carnal. They've exchanged the things of the Lord for the love of money. And church has become a marketing, merchandising business where the blood of the Lamb is being merchandised. We need to repent of that or the church will not enter. This is what our Lord says. This is the words of our Lord and Savior, Revelation chapter 22, verse 15. Idolaters, sexually immoral, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. We do have a few moments. This is the prophecy at the midnight hour. And currently we have a few moments to close and an invitation this moment in time to turn from sin and repent, to reform, to rely upon the mighty Holy Spirit, to get out of the flesh, the bondage, the horrific bondage. And don't we know it, that Satan is a horrific taskmaster, and the flesh is a horrific taskmaster as well. It reduces us into total bondage, whether the death and grave, the prison, or the institution in the hospital. Those are the destinies of the flesh, and inevitably, the grave. And the good news is, our Lord came to set us free, came to give us the truth, came as the Lamb without defect, the holy sacrifice, the blood that washes away all sin, the blood that enables us to overcome sin, walk in agreement with the Lord, walk in agreement with the power of the mighty Holy Spirit, and walk in righteousness and holiness, to be in agreement and right standing with our God. That is powerful, powerful good news. Pastor Jose, is there anything else you'd like to add? Otherwise, we'll extend an invitation to the precious listeners to repent.
Amen, Pastor Lou. I just wanted to give my email once again, and that is studi52s, as in Sam, T as in Tom, UDE52@msn.com. If any pastors or ministers would like further detail on traveling to Kenya or would like to reserve a spot, we can all come together and send a message to the Ministry of Repentance and Holiness in Kenya. And you can also send us a message on Repent USA Facebook. I also have a Facebook, Jose Bustos Bobadilla, B-O-B-A-D-I-L-L-A. And Pastor Lou, would you like to give your email also?
Amen. Amen. The contact information, precious listeners, for the invitation to the International Interdenominational Pastors Conference led by the Mighty Prophet, where the Holy Spirit will be there, speak to the church. A number of different ways to reach us. We did consolidate on highwayofholiness.us. So if you're listening to this through the archives or live, on the webpage, there's a direct link to highwayofholiness.us, and there you will see Pastor Jose's email address.
Amen.
As well as Pastor Jose's cell, and also Pastor Lou's email address and Pastor Lou's cell phone number that you can reach out and call if you have questions, things that you maybe from a logistical side you're just not familiar with and would like to know. We do understand not everybody, and actually very few, do travel internationally, but this is the call of the Lord, and none of us were international travelers either beforehand. We were simply obeying the call of the Lord and the opportunity that the Lord presented. Highwayofholiness.us has the both email and cell phone numbers, and you can also go to the contact page on Highway of Holiness. So there's a link here on the radio page. There's also a link on the radio profile page, and then there's the Repent. Oh, I Forgive me, Pastor Jose. Now I had forgotten the Facebook page. Go ahead.
Repent USA, Facebook?
Repent USA. Thank you, Pastor Jose.
Amen.
And the Repent USA also has contact information there where many folks can be reached, not just Pastor Jose, but Pastor Jose for certain has stepped forward for any of the other ministers that are interested. And there are other locations as well, but I think we've covered the majority of the digital media. We've been reaching out on other digital media, too, for the pastors, but that's pretty much what I have for right now, Pastor Jose. Anything else?
Mm-hmm. No, that's it. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We do, both of us do encourage very much to reach out. Don't be intimidated. Don't be afraid. That's the work of the enemy. It's the Lord who says he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And there is no fear in the Lord because perfect love casts out fear. Now, there is the healthy, reverential fear of the Lord that is entirely lacking. That we do need, that fear of the Lord. And he calls us and sets us out to do things. We're to trust our Heavenly Father that he will make the way because it is his work. And so for the listeners, there's a powerful, very heavy, the gravity of the message is just enormous, that we be prepared with the garment of the Lord. We are accountable to something that the church has not taught. We see it in Revelation chapter 12 through 15, that we are indeed accountable for what we do, for the deeds in the flesh. And I know that will startle many because the church has taught something else. We are accountable, and we see the evidence and how that impacts those around us, those that are watching. And they see us call upon the name of the Lord 1 minute in lip service, and the next minute living a completely different life entirely in a completely different kingdom. And what a horrible testimony that is. And the Lord is saying, no more. Put on the garment of the Lord. Walk in righteousness. Walk in holiness. Because they do see that. And it is the currency of heaven. And it does endure forever. For these are the very qualities of our Lord and Savior. So let's pray to the Lord. Let's repent. Let's return to the Lord. What a wonderful opportunity that heaven is still open. So pray after me. Mighty Father, forgive me in Jesus' mighty name. I repent, Lord, for lying, for sexual sin, love of money, for pornography, and for all sin, Lord. Forgive me. Wash me with the precious blood of the Lamb without defect. Though my clothes be scarlet, make them bright as snow. Fill me, Lord, with your mighty Holy Spirit, that I walk in agreement with you in righteousness and in holiness, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. This day I am born again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We'll be back as the Lord leads and enables for the Wednesday segment as well. We thank the Lord for this opportunity, and we bless all of the precious listeners in Jesus' mighty name, that the Lord would open your spiritual ears and spiritual eyes to enter into the kingdom of God. And until the next segment, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.